Good morning, everyone. Today, our Honorable Faculty Member, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, is engaging another fresh audio lecture on the topic Scrap Disposal. This will be helpful for MBA, MCOM and other UGPG program students.
Good morning, everybody. Fresh day, fresh topic. I hope you have been enjoying this audio series going on last now more than almost 1 month. And after discussing the concept of waste management, total quality management, TPM, things are now in much easier shape for you, that how do we understand the concept of scrape? Generally, in very simple words, it is that portion of the waste, W-A-S-T, waste, that either has no economic value or only the value of its very basic material content recoverable through recycling process. That is defined as a scrape. But it becomes very big word when you add the word scrap management into it, and especially in those conditions when manufacturers do not intend or plan to make scrape, but they are more dependent on the business houses or industry and even product, and then scrap is produced. But it is the type of the scrap. It may be recycled back into the production process, or it will be sold as a revenue generating product, or even in some cases it could be simply non-recyclable as well. So dear student, as a student of professional program, you need to understand how much enterprise is going to get for selling it in the outsider contractor, or going to dispose of the product, and that is all about this scrap management. So dear students, this concept becomes more and more interesting, because surplus, obsolete, obsolescence, salvage and reclamation, you know, surplus is that thing where quantity is more than the stock. Very simple definition, that those materials which are in excess of the reasonable operational requirements of the concern. So its surplus is the state of an item when stock is likely to last longer than a reasonable period, or when it is no longer required much for use. On other hand, dear students, the concept becomes more interesting if it is called the obsolescence, O-B-S-O-L-E-S-C-E-N-C, no longer required, but it is in usable condition, state of obsolescence. Obsolete, O-B-S-O-L-E-T, almost that state where it is no longer usable, it is called the state of obsolete. And salvage, S-A-L-V-A-G, it is very interesting situation where it is the state of saving material for utilization, becoming your salvage. And finally, reclamation, a very technical term, R-E-C-L-A-M-A-T-I-O-N. Reclamation, you are going to bring it back to the original conditions. So that becomes the state of reclamation. So these are very five important terms: surplus, obsolete, obsolescence, salvage and reclamation. Now very clear to you. But generally, scrap yard is also an important place where receiving or handling scrap is done. Now, you do ask questions, sir, four basic types or categories of scraps do exist in almost various organizations depending upon the nature of the product. One is called ferrous scrap, F-E-R-R-O-U-S, ferrous scrap. Second is biological, and third is electronic or metal scrap. And sometimes fourth category is given as the pharmaceutical scrap. And sometimes it is also termed as non-metallic scrap. So scrap has got a very different category of handling it. And as a student of professional program, you need to understand very, very clearly that what are the basic reasons of scrap generation. Why scrap keeps on generating in organizations? So dear students, as you do more and more literature referencing, the number one very basic reason is Sometimes it is the natural wasteful processes in the production which keep on taking place, generating the scrape. Number two, it could be inevitable waste during the adjustment of the equipments, machineries or tools. That could also generate a lot of scrap. And third, there is overall absence of efficiency performance or efficiency of functioning. That would lead to the generation of scrape. Sometimes your wrong doings, or we call it mistakes, frequent mistakes in the procurement processes may lead to the generation of scrape. And it's very important that frequent changes in designing pattern, frequent changes in methods, or frequent changes in product would always lead to the generation of scrape in organizations. So the organizations need to see how these six kind of scrape is taking place. But on the other hand, if we try to see through the scrape management, how do you handle scrape management? So you see that first part is prevention, second part is minimization, and third part is reuse, and fourth part is recycling of scrape, and fifth and last but not the least is its disposal, appropriate proper disposal of the scrape. Now, dear students, you must be very careful that the procedure for a scrape disposal should be in your mind. And I would again like to reiterate that never forget 2 R's and 2 S. The biggest R, or the first R, when you are going to adopt a very proper procedure for scrape disposal is the reuse, R-E-U-S-E. First R is R1, what I call reuse. Number 2 R is R2, I call return to suppliers. Now we come to the S. Third S is you are going to see that sell to another company. You can search and sell it, S-A-L is sell to another company, organization who can utilize this scrape disposal. And fourth is SAL is sell to dealers, or the even middlemen, or sometimes the broker merchants who are going to see that how they are going to process it through their own different ways, especially in case of newspaper scrape, or in case of metallic scrape, or some type of various pharmaceutical scrapes which generated from the factories or organizations. So 2 R's and 2 S really make the essence of adopting a correct procedure for scrape disposal. Now, you can always ask questions, sir, how this scrape contract would, you know, how this scrape disposal contract would take place. You know, you can adopt lots of approaches and means, but the easiest one is set the fixed price. As an organization, ultimately it is the purchase department, you know. Ultimately, purchase department, unlike sale of other items of the organizations, here the key function of disposal function is always given under the purview of purchasing department, rather than the, in case of sales department is not being entrusted this responsibility. So the purchase department comes into picture and they have to take full charge of such conditions. And you can ask questions, sir, why purchase department? Because purchase department is the department which always takes a decision regarding buying of diversified materials, diversified parts, tools, equipments. So it is understood that reasonably they have better knowledge. Who else can use the same material? And that can be the best alternative, and how, where, who, through which sources. So they are the in the best condition, in the precise condition, and they've got a hands-on ready information. So purchase department always comes out with the disposal function. That's a very important part I should have covered with you in this today's audio session, that never ignore purchase department playing very key role in this total process, because they have got the utmost level of higher level of efficiency, and they also are able to compare the profitability of the disposal of waste. So that is why disposal is always not thrown to sales department, and you see that in sales department always feel overburdened that if they are given this responsibility also. So purchase department can supposed to serve in a better way, in efficient manner, and discharge it very honestly as well. Now sometime disposal can take following ways or means. Sometimes in textbooks you can find it, they have another set of question, that which are the routes, which are the possible channels you can move on your waste disposal. So the very easy question comes and very easy answer to elaborate you, that you can sell, always sell to your own employees, in internal customers, you know. And number two, you can donate to needy institutions, you know. You know, sometimes, you know, Indian military or Indian Indian defense organizations, they are giving their unused helicopters or some kinds of missiles or tankers, they are giving to the engineering colleges, you know, because they can motivate students. So they are putting it on display, they are putting it show that how the MiG kind of fighter planes are being, you must have seen on so many engineering colleges that they are putting it. Why? The purpose is that the such kind of donations to education institutions can motivate, they can create a new kind of waves, they can generate career planning. So that is why. Then you can sell to scrap consultants, you know, agents. Then another way, another important route is sell to dealers or the brokers who are already in the same business. Then return to your suppliers, direct sale to another firm, a company, and even circulation within the department or within the concern, within the company or within the ancillaries of the same group. So you have got 6 or 7 important ways by which your disposal of surplus can be made. Now, when you do circulation within the concern, they can always go for alternative production uses. And it is, I think, one of the best disposal program in any company, because that is always going to see bargain loss or deal reduction term. And administrative cost is also saved to a greater extent, because it is the internal transaction and somewhere also within the concern. So they can always get rid of their surplus or waste in a very profitable manner inside the organization. But if the waste material is not found useful in the concern, then the another next best alternative is to return it to the suppliers. Because suppliers can take it as a courtesy to good account, and they can also their trace, their size of the order, their materials, intrinsic on value, its a degree of contamination, very important. Sometimes your disposable is, the waste has got degree of contamination. So even these scrap items are also allowed to be returned to the suppliers. So this is a very important method. Then the third important way is selling to other companies. You know, this is resorted to open market, and sometime other concern using same materials, they can show interest, and it is very ideal condition when this kind of raw materials are sold to another concern. But some persuasion and the signing of the deal, cost outlay, administrative cost, and human efforts are also to be considered in this kind of method. Selling to dealers and brokers. When concern or company is not in that proper condition to have access to potential users, then the sale of these items or the waste item, disposable item, is to the best channel, go to the brokers. And then your brokers or dealers can become an intermediate agency to relieve the concern of such kind of accumulated stocks. So such disposal may be effected by inviting offers from time to time, or by way of public auction, or by way of signing annual contract. It's very important, dear students, again repeat, that disposal can be practically implemented by way of 3 important modes. Never forget, invite offers from time to time, as per your stock levels, as per your waste levels, your their calculations in their quantity being calculated, their values calculated, inviting offers time to time, ensuring proper public action, giving fair chance, and third is signing annual contract with the needy parties. So then inviting offers at a very frequent interval, maybe I think half yearly or on 3 months basis, or on weekly basis, or on monthly basis, or quarterly basis also, as per the condition of the disposal, it is to be very carefully done, because the term is very important here. Where is as is? I repeat for that, generally, you know, local newspapers or your city's local newspapers or online websites or e-tendering, where is as is? WHERE, where is as is? And the tenders from the interested parties may be invited, and comparative study or comparative tendering process can be undertaken, and the specific requirement of most suitable tender is or may be accepted as may be the case. In public auction, dealers are going to bid. In public auction system, dealers are going to always bid against each other. And as you know, the very old traditional way, highest bidder with meeting the technical requirements of the host organization is going to sold the this kind of disposal, are going to ensure that he is, or the company is part of the process. Public auction is not found suitable because it sometimes proves danger of bidding, or mutual understanding may be also created or formed. And the last but not the least, annual contract system is also considered best and one of the cheapest of other methods. Because, you know, a contract may be entered into with the carefully dealer to offtake the total entire surplus which is being generated in the organization during the given period, with certain terms and conditions has to be negotiated at the time of the legal contract. And this is very definite and sometimes also called as advantageous position, because the dispose of surplus items, that surplus may be automatically removed from organization. So the cost and efforts in all these methods are very important. Of course, transparency and honesty of the purchase department is always at stake. How efficiently, how honestly and how transparently they undertake these kind of three of the best practices. Sometimes sales to scrap consultant is also done. It is the very, very important feature that the services of scrap consultants are always very handy. They render their services by way of certain scrape, certain survey, certain sampling, and then they have their own handling procedures. Then they do a lot of segregating, you know, sometimes terms like, because they are professional people, so they are going to segregate, they are going to grade, segregating, grading, handling, even usko tulna padega, uski vajan ka tulwana padega, weighing karna padega, and also accounting for all the company's accumulated waste or surplus stock. So this is a very systematic program, has to be done with a certain kind of audit riders, direct audit, or some kind of periodic survey may be undertaken by the concerned consultant, and then the negotiations need to be very, very time bound, and then only this consultant is paid commission for this scrape and scrape disposal. But it is very systematic process, sales to scrape consultant. And another format we got is sale of employees. Sometimes scrap disposal are also sold to the employees because of overstocking or some technical obsolescence, or materials are not in that new condition, good condition. Sometimes leather factories do this kind of things, plastic factories do this kind of things. And such sales, regardless of their attractive price features, can be very good source of employees enjoying the that part of the disposal. But sometime also, according to materials management experts, it is not a very favorable method, and scrap tools and equipments should not be always given to employees, because this concession can encourage scrapping of serviceable tools, and sometime dissatisfaction levels may also be felt, because if they do not get a better cost. And sometime a lot of paperwork and administrative overheads or administrative burden, and even some kind of nepotism is also reported, because impartiality may not be always ensured if such practices keep on undertaken on a regular features. So high cost of paperwork, administrative burden, and doubts of impartiality may be always there in such kind of practices. And then donation to the institutional education, technical institutions, ITIs, polytechnic colleges, engineering colleges, or professional degree program students, because they can have hands-on machine tools. And this kind of industrial machine tools, which have not been used by the industries, may be good for instructional uses in laboratories. So it is a good phenomenon. It is a social responsibility phenomenon of the industrial sector. And it is also good image building for the companies to discharge their social responsibility. But a concern has to forego certain times, certain kind of monetary value when they are giving gifted, or they are offering gift to the ITIs or polytechnic colleges or engineering colleges, as it given you example of Indian Army or defense organizations or other kind of organizations donating gifts of technical nature to the educational institutions. But it's good. It's good for community development. It's good for the knowledge development of young graduates or young postgraduates who are coming out of these kind of educational institutions or even medical colleges. So all in all, we can understand that the it is a very important process, that how effectively types of contract when you are going. One can set fixed price contract, varying price contract, specific bid cards contract, or ab initio negotiation contract. Ab initio negotiation contracts can also be signed. So salvaging is another technical term which I must share, that salvaging has got its own advantages. But you need to have proper collection, storing, sorting, ascertaining, same type, restoring, reviewing, and then direct to buyer from shop floor steps for disposal has to be ensured in kind of salvaging. In case of reclamation, I told you that when you are bringing back to the original condition the item, disposal item, then it becomes a reclamation operation. But here you have to be very careful about the knowledge of the discarded material which you are going to discard. So proper knowledge of the material to be discarded, then what can be reclaimed, how it can be reclaimed, with the maximum benefits it can be reclaimed, then decide the best method. Then never ignore the cost calculation in such a kind of reclamation process, and do not ignore the economic issues involved in the reclamation processes, how economically it is going to be, you know, that your revenues are likely to be greater than your cost considerations, and you have to again operate as a original manufacturer, then the reclamation will be there. So all in all, dear students, it's very important for us that a scrap is a very important classification, which is always tagged as a obsolete and surplus materials. So when we try to define a scrap, in nutshell, scrap can be defined as a residue, residue from a manufacturing process, which cannot be economically used within the organization. And the amount of scrap is always calculated as a percentage of the total production, measuring working efficiency of the personnel connected involved in the production processes. So, you know, sometimes the students do ask a question that, sir, how scrap arises? It's a very interesting question. I have a very simple answer. Scrap, dear students, scrap will arise due to a number of varied reasons, like distortion in way of the in the form of contamination of the particular machinery, its turnings, borings, sprues, flashes, sometimes empty broken tools, sometimes spoilages, sometimes waste steel, sometimes irreparable materials are also usually categorized as scrap, and sometimes breakage, BRACKAGE, breakage. So scrap arises due to number of varied reasons, and it is always, I think, one of the easiest way to define scrap. Scrap has to be referred as an unusable material whose value is only in terms of its material content, you know. So that is why scrap, I told you that has to be properly segregated and categorized as a ferrous scrap, non-ferrous scrap, metal scrap, and the rest. So, dear students, all in all, you need to be very, very alert in periodical analysis of waste and scrap, because you got the proper understanding of the reasons behind this thing, and proper documentation has to be done, and you have to see that design changes are incorporated, then the proper EPA has to be done, evaluation performance has to be done. So that is why invalid items can be immediately brought into the notice of the top management. Now, responsibility for disposal is another very key issue, because in most of the organization, the disposal action is normally handled by the purchase department. It's good that this department is performing its duty to its best possible ethical practices. But the role of purchase officer has to be very, very important, because she has to understand the price trends and also ensure that accurate process is taken up, because they are also involved in the purchasing of the same item. So they know the material cost, they know the price of the item, and that is why they are always in a better position to place the responsibility of the waste disposal. Now, the disposing off is a very important part of that total waste disposal process, and it is well known fact that in various companies, organizations pay money to remove their junk items. It sounds that due to faulty planning, or sometimes it is the not proper usage, or non-moving items, or unserviceable items, these are to be immediately disposed of. So, all in all, a detailed list has to be prepared, or to be circulated, or to be advertised to the possible buyers. You know, always see, possible buyers need to get the attention from where they can handle this kind of disposable item. So disposal action has to be initiated very carefully. It has to be not only initiated carefully, it has to be given a very systematic go through. And it is essential that scrape has to be the very important term. Segregation has to be done according to the shape, size, color, configuration, weight. Then only the proper, you know, item like copper, aluminium, tungsten, or steel, or raw steel, are always need to be segregated as per the returns. That it is always profitable to dispose the scrap directly to the end users, rather than to the middlemen who normally form a cartel. Because, you know, middlemen can always create a cartel of their own system. So parties are required to inspect the scrap, because without proper inspection of scrap, you will not get the proper value. So valuation has to be done, and direct deals with a scrap merchant is always not possible in many kind of items. So all in all, student, we should understand that these kind of quality control measures, then the value engineering, because, you know, in my lectures earlier, various techniques of waste reduction like recycling, salvaging, value engineering, standardization, industrial engineering practices, work study practices, method study practices, open box suggestion schemes, quality control schemes, zero defects need to be enabled to create a very, 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 very effective waste control program that would lead to a better scrap disposal program in the organization. So the all in all, you have to understand that companies are becoming very smart in handling their overall processes. And generally, as a faculty, I must tell you that while scrap control and minimization has to be always on the top priority, companies need to take up certain key important points. Number one is that biological sludge has to be converted into as a manure. Then you can treat water for gardening. Then separation of waste has to be done properly. Then the old paper can be very important, as they can become filler in packing or packaging. You know, use of paper bags properly, recycling of wastage, and the recovery, better recovery in production process would always see that how we can control scrap and its proper disposal. Dear students, as a modern time professional executives, when you will be joining organization, you need to understand that companies have also given a lot of proper attention to the scrap management practices, because the responsibility has to be always entrusted with the purchase department. And apart from the, it is the primary responsibility, we can always say that purchase department being the initiative of the process, and they have been already involved in this since right from purchasing, the secondary responsibility has to be shifted to operations department, maintenance department, and stores department. So all in all, four departments play a very important role. Purchase department, stores department, operations department, and maintenance department in discharging the proper disposal of the scrap. Because ultimately, as I'm telling you, saving material for utilization, the salvage process can be always initiated. So all in all, dear students, it could be different kinds of stocks, surplus stock, obsolete stocks, or damaged goods stocks, you know, sometimes out of date items which are degenerated, you know, superseded by better design. Sometimes items are superseded by sophisticated technology. They become obsolete immediately. You know, we are watching entry of robotical surgical equipments. It's happening. So in case of certain kind of over anticipation, over enthusiasm, or too much optimism, your sales forecast may prove wrong, and that is why you may have excess inventories at your end in your stores department. So that is why successive and rapid changes are taking place. So slow moving items also become surplus in your organization. So sometimes there is a very big lag, LAG lag, big lag between production planning and actual commencement. So organizations need to take place of all these things, and that would ensure that how effectively companies can handle their scrap management. Because dear students, scrap dealers are also playing important role, because they are also very handy, and they can also provide a lot of knowledge to your purchase department in better effective handling. So generally, all in all, companies need to understand that how effectively non-standard varieties has led to obsolescence, changes in the product designing very frequent due to technological fast space. Sometimes the machine breakdown is also occurring. So all in all, students have to understand that obsolescence, then the slow-moving stocks or almost surplus stocks, they can also affect your overall scrap disposal practices. And categorization has to be done. And after the appropriate categorization is done, then definitely the systematic disposal of waste can be ensured with proper resource handling. So this was my very important audio session for you people, that never ignore the role of purchase department, never ignore the role of the scrap consultants. They play a very important role. They can provide you solutions and their wide experience in concerned profession, because they will be always very handy in segregation, grading. You know, scrap is not that. You need scrap segregation, scrap grading, scrap handling, scrap weighing, scrap accounting, and proper recycling. That would ultimately ensure that salvable waste, because, you know, waste has to be classified into two categories. Salvable waste, which has got the salvage value, scrap rejected goods, surplus and obsolete items. And then you got non-salvable waste. They have no salvage value, but they can further require processing and treatment for better disposal. So all in all, disposal of salvable waste and disposal of non-salvable waste has to be ensured. And ultimately, everything which is surplus cannot be called. So to make sometimes the matter worse, surplus should not be always called, you know, it is junk or scrap. It can always give you some profits. It can always give you certain kinds of returns. And when you have irregular purchases, or purchases have been made in larger quantities, then such situations arise. So I hope that this session has been very informative and very, very useful, and it has given you new knowledge insights about the waste disposal and scrap disposal, and how effectively companies can undertake such practices. If you have any doubt or query, you can ask your questions, or you can drop your questions to me. You have got my all contact numbers, and as well as my reference email ID. dear students, for any doubt, I am always available to you to the best of my abilities. Stay healthy, stay safe. Bye-bye, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta.